Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is probably why we shouldn't have just a couple of companies controlling the internet. Yesterday, there was an Amazon Web Services outage, and they run a lot of stuff. This is why I couldn't get into my cameras yesterday morning. I was having problems here in the studio getting into things. The outage with the AWS, Amazon Web Services, took out services like Amazon, Alexa, Ring, Reddit, Snapchat, Wordle, Roblox, Fortnite, Coinbase, Robinhood, Venmo, ChatGPT, United Airlines, Delta, Canva, Flickr, McDonald's, the Associated Press, NPR, and many, many more.
Yeah.
This is why we need to spread out the internet power, I think, you guys.
Absolutely.
Because if something happens, we can't do anything. I couldn't check my cameras or go to Mickey D's, I guess.
Well, it's funny. I saw some local stories about it, how they said, like, the food delivery services, they anticipated something like this happening, so they had a backup plan. And they were, like, the only companies who, like, implemented something to curb this. So maybe now more businesses will have this, you know, in mind if it happens again. So,
yeah. Because you get paralyzed. You can't
do
anything.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amazon Web Services.
Thanks a lot for that.
Although my Alexa's getting super annoying, so
she needed to take a seat anyway, huh?
Oh, and you know what? It's been a minute since I've done this. Hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m. There's a story out this morning talking about the best slasher movies of all time. It is the time of year to be watching the spooky movies. The top three oldies, you guys: Halloween from 1978, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and then Black Christmas, which I don't even know what that one is. And then Psycho came in at number 4. I know what
that is. Wow, those are all really old.
The entire top 10 from the 70s. There's one from 64 hidden here even.
Scream's not in the top 10.
I know, or I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No,
like,
see,
some of the good ones.
That's messed up because, the 80s and 70s Halloween flicks, you can see some of the special effects stuff. Like, it's not scary anymore.
It's not scary.
If you go back and watch it, there's that Nightmare on Elm Street where Johnny Depp's on the ceiling and he's getting slashed and there's just blood everywhere. And you can see almost the valve that's squirting out blood.
Yeah.
And so it's not.
The special effects were horrible.
I remember as a kid how I had nightmares about that, but now I go back and watch. And I'm like, nah. But Drew Barrymore's head in the garage or whatever? No, that's not Drew Barrymore. Who was it? The other
who got
woman.
Hit in the garage door?
What's her name again?
Was that Jenny McCarthy?
Not Jenny McCarthy.
It
gosh,
matter.
I forgot.
Somebody will send us a
but
message.
But she's all Sydney Super B. Like, it's a girl who says that. It's the same girl.
I don't
that
see
one
scream
is
on
iconic.
Here. Sorry.
My boyfriend, he's big and he plays football. Like,
Katie,
remember?
You're going to have to relax a little bit. You're going to have to settle down. Other ones on the list, I don't even... Deep Red, Blood and Black Lace, The Burning, Alice, Sweet Alice.
What is this?
10 Things I Hate About You and 50 First Dates. The best slasher movies.
Did they
of
go
all time.
To a nursing home and take this survey? Like, what
Katie.
In the heck? I don't like it. Like,
I love that I read the last two and she didn't even click.
I
it didn't
did.
Even click with you.
I did. It did. But I heard what you said.
What did I say?
You said 10 Things I Hate About You.
And 50 First Dates.
Yes,
okay.
I heard what you
okay.
said.
Okay. Just making
you
sure.
You just weren't funny.
Waiting all morning to say those two. And
dang.
Like, this is going to be funny.
Bro, how does that make you feel?
I don't care.
Show me on the doll where she heard you this morning.
I'm not going to lose any sleep.
Do we have any sports stuff?
We do, and we can talk about it now because it has just been released everywhere, all over socials. Go to X or Instagram or Facebook. The Avalanche have finally released their newest third uniforms right here. And it is paying homage to their roots. I mean, it's going all the way back to when they were the Quebec Nordiques, and they finally have released the jerseys, these highly anticipated sweaters, jerseys, whatever you want to call them, uniforms, where they were teasing them constantly teasing them, and they were not finally releasing them, where all these other teams released their throwbacks, and we were like, when are we going to get these? Well, the Avalanche, which, by the way, are crushing it right now, along with the Broncos, the Avs, first in the Western Conference right now. They are absolutely destroying hockey teams, which we love to see as they're starting the season off hot. They will be rocking these jerseys very, very soon. There's no date confirmed yet, but the beautiful Quebec Nordique blue that we see, the red logo, I'm hyped. Like, these
such
make me so happy. I'm such a fan. I love nice uniforms. I know Jeremy does too. He's ecstatic. He can't even speak right now. I am so excited to see what these look like when they're on the ice. Like, yes. It's going to be so pretty.
This is big news.
It's huge news, man. It's big news.
There's so many details to it that when you look at it, like the collar has the Avs logo throughout, just very light.
Are these hand-stitched?
Hand-stitched.
Yeah. Yeah, these sweaters are on another level.
Yeah.
So very excited about it. We'll put some stuff on our social media so
we
folks
will.
Can
we should
see
do that.
It. Yeah,
all
let's
right.
do that.
Put me in it. I want to rock it.
Yeah.
Is that a kid small?
Oh.
No, kids XL.
Okay.
Kids XL.
It might be a little baggy on you.
They're cheaper. That's a good way to go, Josh.
Room to breathe.
Like,
I know, right? Kate, I'm saving
room
money,
to grow.
Jared. I'm saving room
to Bugle
grow.
Boy over here.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that as a kid.
Josh.
Oh, that
I still shot there.
Katie, what else you got?
Okay, well, this is a prank that's going around. We need to get the word out because it is dangerous and silly. So coming out of the fountain area, police are talking about an AI-generated prank. So a young woman texted her mom a picture of what appeared to be a stranger breaking into their home. So and the girl was alone. The daughter was alone. So the mom freaked out, and the mom called the cops, right? So the police show up to the house and they're pounding on the door and nobody's answering, and finally the girl answers the door and she was like, oh, that was actually just supposed to be a prank on my mom. I just generated a stranger in my house with AI and sent her the picture and tried to freak her out. I didn't know she was gonna call the cops. Yeah.
Oh my
goodness. Oh my gosh, I would ground my child for life. But this is like a trend going around. I showed you guys it, but a different context. So it was a boyfriend who texted his girlfriend a picture of a maid in a French
maid
outfit.
And the other one I've seen is the woman texting the boyfriend with the plumber here, and it's
with
a
the
hot
shirt
dude
off.
And
yeah.
the guy's like, "Why is the shirt off?"
Why is the
Which
shirt
the
off?
Entire
yeah.
conversation you can tell is so staged and made up.
No,
but,
exactly. But a
but people
mom,
get tricked by this stuff.
If Zoe texted me a picture of a stranger outside the window and she was home alone, immediately I'd call the cops. I would
be
on
like,
my
damn,
way there.
Single?
I know. I would call the cops, absolutely. And so just be aware, fountain police are like, not only did this scare the mom, but you're taking resources away from the community that you know need to be on guard for other things. So kids, don't
but
do
like
this.
How
don't do it.
How exact was the AI image? Because I feel like if somebody were to send me a picture of somebody in my house, I'd be looking at it, and AI is going to change your decorations a little bit.
It is.
The
yeah,
photos
but if you're
are going to be
on the
off.
Person.
Yeah, and when you're a mom, I think seriously,
Jared, you're
if
not
your
looking
daughter,
at
I'd
the
be
details.
Looking at it, be like, ah,
yeah, but you,
it's not my house.
You're familiar with this stuff. Yeah. Like, let's you use AI a lot, so you,
right.
you play around with it and stuff like that. So. I think you're
some of it can be realistic or at
some
least enough to fool somebody.
Well, and if you're just a mother looking at a homeless
like
man
quickly,
or whatever,
okay,
your,
I get
yeah.
it. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. And you're afraid for your daughter's safety, your kid's safety.
I get it.
Like all of
no,
those
I get
things.
It.
I mean,
will
what if Reed sent you a text being like, dude, someone's here? Like, you'd be like, okay.
Why are there 13 numbers on that clock? That's not what you're going to think.
That's
you're going to be like,
why do you have
know?
3 ears in this picture?
Like, you're not going to think that, though. So just, kids, don't do it. Don't
just
do
stop
that.
It. Mama Katie telling you to stop.
Don't do it.
Stop it.
Okay, we alluded to this part, too, because the city of Parker, they had to cancel their annual Christmas parade
Good.
For this year. No. First of all, it's Good. Sad, but what they're doing
you know my
to
thoughts
replace
on parades,
I know,
what
I know.
What do I say about parades?
Big fan.
Yeah, they just waste time.
No.
You say, oh.
Parades.
Suck.
Are.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, you do say that.
Parades are stupid.
Parades are
it's
stupid.
One
verbatim.
Long advertisement.
Yeah. Quote,
you're
unquote.
Standing there watching an advertisement.
Wait, and candy.
But you get you candy
just,
thrown
like,
at you.
I know, he just breezes right by the candy
or necklaces
part. Like,
or
Tom's Mortuary, here's your Jolly Ranchers.
Think of us for your dead loved
Think
ones.
Of your, yes.
That's
and
how
then,
you do
then
it.
It's like another, you know, Sharon's Real Estate Company. Here's
you're
your Tootsie
right.
Rolls.
When you think
it's
about
a long
it,
advertisement.
It is, and it
parades
costs.
Parades are stupid.
It costs the people who throw the parades a lot of money.
It
now,
gums up traffic.
Downtown Business Alliance, they're saying they don't have the budget to fund the $57,000 parade. So instead,
$57,000.
That's a lot of money.
Where'd it go?
But, so instead, they're going to take that money and put up a holiday market, and that's going to focus
See,
on supporting Parker businesses,
independent
so,
vendors.
Yeah,
you're still supporting the businesses.
Yes,
I love that.
So
I love that for Parker.
Little mom and pops could definitely use the love this holiday season. So I do like the
you
way
come set
that
up
they,
your booth. Sell
here's
your
the thing. Kids aren't going to be excited to go to the holiday market.
You're crazy. Kids love holiday markets. tables full of candy and treats and trinkets.
Maybe they'll have candy there.
And Santa will be
maybe
there.
Maybe they'll have candy there.
Festive
I don't know.
Lights?
I don't know how it's going to work out. Maybe
kids
there'll
love
be lights.
Holiday markets.
There could be lights. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, maybe the community.
Kids don't like standing on the side of the street while there's a CarMax.
Kids love that.
Banner are, being walked
kids
by.
Kids live for that.
Come
on,
CarMax. Let's go to CarMax.
It's like they go to sleep early for that. Like, no, I'm going to wake up early and go to the parade.
Get me to a holiday market with homemade caramel corn. That is a kid's dream.
Okay.
See?
Well, hopefully everyone is excited about the holiday market coming to
Parker. Oh, there's the Grease Monkey banner.
Yay. But again, no Christmas parade for the folks in Parker.
Honestly, they're going to be fine.
They'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be okay.
It's going to be good.
We could just have candy. If we could just have candy, everything will be fine.
Holiday market. You get all dressed up in your holiday attire.
Yeah.
Put a little hat on. Get yourself a hot chocolate.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho it up.
Yeah.
That's what you're
going to
do.
No. Calm down. No, I don't know if we want to do that.
Right?
You sip your hot cocoa.
Kind of market.
Look at all the booths
to?
With all the stuff people have 3D printed.
Yeah, that's it.
Books
too.
They've written.
That's
fresh,
it.
Fresh bread.
But again, it's just one more thing of consumerism. It's so people can go to a place and buy things.
But
so.
It's more unique gifts, too, that you're going to be giving people for the holidays.
Yes.
It's not just stuff you're picking off Amazon. So
yeah. Again,
Parker's got it going on. I hope this catches on.
Okay.
Cancel all parades.
Way
parades
to go, Parker.
Stupid.
You started a thing.
Thank you, Parker. Love you to pieces. Mean it.